Recording 10.3.
My next guest is Sam Bennett, whose programme, Real Men Shop, is on Radio 10 tonight at 6:30. Sam, why did you make a programme about the history of men and shopping?
Well, men's attitudes to shopping have changed a lot over the years in Britain. For example, let's take Selfridges, which opened in 1909. Selfridges was actually London's first department store, and they used to have a special room only for men. The husbands used to go to this room, sit in comfortable chairs, and read their newspapers while their wives did the shopping. It used to be very popular.
I'm sure it was. And what about the food shopping?
Oh, men didn't used to do anything like that, of course. Everyone knows that the women did all the food shopping.
They still do mostly, don't they?
Yes, but it's not as bad as it used to be. Even as recently as the 1970s, married men never used to do the food shopping, and some of them didn't even buy their own clothes. Their wives did.
What did single men used to do?
Often someone bought their clothes for them, their mothers or sisters probably. Interestingly, the men's clothes shop, Austin Reed, used to have a shopping girlfriend service for single men.
What was that exactly?
Well, these shopping girlfriends used to go round the shop with the man and help him buy his clothes.
Really?
Hmm. But nowadays, most men buy their own clothes, of course, and you see husbands doing the weekly shopping in the supermarket all the time. No one's surprised anymore.
But the wife had to write the list.
Yes, probably. And, of course, products have changed too. 40 years ago, you didn't used to see perfumes and skincare products for men. But now you can buy them everywhere. So things have changed quite a lot, really.
Well, thanks for coming in to talk to us today, Sam. You can hear Real Men Shop, The History of Men's Shopping Habits, tonight on Radio 10 at 6:30.